The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Maddie on 6 till 9 weekdays.
It's the loss of a giant Australian in more ways than one, I guess you could say. He was a Putnam Hill, so I think the biggest person who's ever been Prime Minister of Australia, but big in a lot of different ways.
Mate, he's had some sort of life, didn't he, Gough Whitlam, George? And a lot of people remember his political career, but we can't forget he served in the Australian military as well.
He did. I think he was in the Air Force, actually. He was a fighter pilot, or he's certainly involved in the Air Force, that's for sure. He was a very different kind of leader. He came to power after 23 years of Conservative government in this country. Now, I don't think many people in this country would remember that we had almost a quarter of a century without a change of government. So it was an historic moment when the Whitlam government were elected in 1972. A lot of people saw it as the beginning of the end of something and the beginning of something altogether different. So, and it was in many years. They had only 3 years in power, but there are lots of things that were done by that government that we now take for granted. It's a little bit like when people say, much of some memorable quote, and I say, oh, that was Shakespeare. Well, there were things done in the 72-75 period of the Whitlam government that we take for granted now. So many things in the social area particularly that didn't exist before, because a quarter of a century of Conservative rule is just that.
Well, to tell you how much of a profound effect he had on blokes of our generation's lives, George, in our early to mid-40s, that's when he was Prime Minister, Mr. Whitlam, and I remember vividly there was rock stars and actors, and they all had the T-shirt on, It's Time.
That's right. Everybody remembers the It's Time slogan, and it appeared to work, because most people thought, regardless of what you felt about the left and right of politics in Australia, such as they are, it's a hell of a long while to have a right-wing government. It's a hell of a long while. I think the other thing about Gough that people remember is his amazing wit. He was a raconteur. Now, I'd be prepared to go on the public record and say, possibly the only raconteur, the only funny guy, the guy who could stick his tongue in his cheek and send himself up about very, very serious things. I heard a quote this morning which was so classically Gough. He was asked one day, is it true that you regard yourself as being immortal? He said, I don't regard myself as immortal. I don't think anybody could ever be immortal, but I definitely plan to be eternal.
Oh, yeah, wow. Okay.
And I think he's one of those people whose physique, whose brain, whose influence on the country's, if you like, life. People thought the Australian lifestyle, so-called, would leave because this nasty Labor government was elected. Well, it didn't. Mm. It improved, if anything.
I tell you, George, it almost was like almost Bob Hawke took a lot of cues from Gough Whitlam, given the fact that it was almost like charisma was more important than policy.
Yes, that's true. I think that Gough had an intellect that probably surpasses most of the prime ministers of this country, and a lot of them would probably be offended to hear that. But I don't think anybody disputed the fact that the man had a gigantic intellect. He was rare because at that time, Labor leaders were almost exclusively from the trade union movement. Mm. Gough was regarded as a silver tail. I don't know whether many silver tails lived in Werriwa at the time.
Yeah. Mm.
But he was regarded as a person who wasn't a typical Labor man. I mean, that's because his commitment to Labor had nothing to do with his background or his class or his profession. It was intellectual commitment, an ideological commitment about the way he thought the life of normal, ordinary Australians could be improved. Mm. It produced, for instance, strange things, like the first time we had a Department of Aboriginal Affairs was during those 3 years of the Whitlam government. Everyone takes that for granted now, even though that problem's far from solved. Back then, which is not that long ago, we didn't even have a Department of Aboriginal Affairs.
Well, I tell you what, it's interesting to say that being a silver tail, because I'd always heard the story that he bought his house in the Shire over there, as you said, where are we? I think it was $1,000 a loan after he came out of the military, and bought it and built the house himself. So he always claimed to be a working class hero, and it's hard when you look at his roots to argue that.
That's true. That's true. I'd been to Gough's house at the time, and where I think, like a lot of other people who worked for that government at the time, or that area of politics, we were all there that night, and it was nothing particularly flash, I can tell you. It was a normal Australian home. So he was a unique figure in many ways, and not easy to forget. 98 sort of bad innings.
Absolutely.
Sport was probably one of the only things that Gough was not an expert in, to be honest, which is interesting.
Yeah. Well, the 21st of October, October now will be famous forever because one of our best is gone. And Georgie Negus, thank you for talking to us about Gough Whitlam, whose life we'll celebrate today.
P- pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Good on
Thanks
you, George.
A lot, George. Thanks, buddy.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG, and Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor-General.